Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So we heard from Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," and the story that goes around it. And we heard from Thessalonians the story about how it is that we are to gather together in God's graces and remember that even in death we are filled with God's love. And then we hear this story about the bridesmaids and the bridegroom and lamp and oil and being ready. Story. It is a part of our life. It helps us to know and to serve God in many ways. To use our talents in dance or song or laughter or even tears. To use our gifts for God. So this week as I was pondering what it is that the stewardship, what we need to hear, what God wants us to hear and be a part of, I put on Facebook that I was pondering stewardship. And some really good questions appeared on that. Everything we do and have is God's. Stewardship, taking care of God's earth. So that when we aren't taking care of God's earth, are we being good stewards? And that also involves our treasure, our talents, our things. So this week I've been, and as you know, we've been gathering stuff at my dad's condo, cleaning it out since we have moved him to the assisted living. And there's a lot of stuff there. Now, when we moved them from Columbus to Canal, I thought we got a little rid of a lot of stuff. Well, we probably did, but there's still a lot of stuff. And so there's much stuff that I brought home and now sits in the basement. But all of that got me thinking about stuff and stewardship. Some of that stuff I can't get rid of. It's about being a good steward of what it is. So my great-grandmother and my great-aunts made these doilies. There are a lot of them. Probably 20, there's a lot. 20, 25 that my mom has framed. Because my great-grandmother and my great-aunts made this, they're quite old. I also can't get rid of them because it's part of my life. So they're now hanging in the parsonage. And my dad's face, when I said, "I'll take them home and I will put them up," just shone. You see, stewardship is about paying attention to others as well. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How are you serving the Lord? How are you opening yourself up for God's gifts of stewardship? How are you going to share your treasure? How is the Spirit working through you to offer your treasure? Today, we will gather in a little bit and have time to let the Spirit work through us. There's some cards and there's some talent. They are placed here at a certain time in the service for you to bring them forward. And I know that some of us have probably filled them all out, and that's okay. But I hope that you will pause before you bring up your treasure, that you will open yourself up to increase your faith promise. So Jeff and I did a lot of talking this week about what we are giving to God. My parents taught me to tithe, and so we tithe. But can we give more? So as we debated and talked about, we decided that yes, we will up our faith promise. In the midst, in the world of which we live, where there are four children, only one of which has a really good job right now of ours, will we be having to help? Maybe we should keep our money and put it in the bank so that we have to help money to help them. But the answer comes back to me, no. Give to God. The way of generosity, the journey to generosity, the way of Jesus is to give to God off the first fruits. That's how I was taught. That's the conversation that we had this week about what will our faith promise be. So I invite you, as we move into other parts of this service, to let the Spirit speak to you, to let God be a part of your decision, your faith promise. God has gifted us in many ways. May we be good stewards of the talents and the treasure and the gifts that God has shared with us. Think, pray, be with God.